Good afternoon, Gino.
Hi, Gino. This is Tina from Local Splash getting back to you.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm really good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, I know you guys own the domain to my website. Can I buy that domain from you guys?
Yeah, you have two options. You can buy the domain without the content, so that's just for the web address, and that's just a one-time $99 fee. Or you can keep the domain and the content and pay us $49 monthly for hosting of the site.
$49 a month to keep the domain and the content of the website?
Yeah, and the content. Now, if you stick with your $249 package, you don't have to pay any of that because that's already included in the package. But let's say that you wanted to scale back and, you know, stop the programming on Google or stop the Facebook ads or something, then you have the option of canceling all that and just keeping the site. And that's $49 monthly for the hosting and maintenance of the site, and that keeps the content up there too.
So if I just buy the domain without the content, then basically just give me the change.concrete, and then you guys basically delete all that stuff that's on the website?
Yeah, so that's applicable if you wanted to take your web address and build like a whole new site on it, but you wanted to keep the web address because it matches your business, you know?
Yeah, I'll just buy it without the content.
Okay, we can do that. So, and then what about the past due payment from August 10th? Are you wanting to continue with the program or?
No, I actually want to cancel.
You want to cancel? Okay. So I'll give you some options there. Obviously, we can't cancel an account with a past due balance, and that's just because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 10th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior in order to prevent it. So there is that $249 past due balance on the account, and we can't cancel it with the past due balance. But if you're intentional...
Yeah, well, I've tried to call 2 weeks ago and also last week.
So what happened when you called? Did you leave a message or did they set a calendar appointment to call back or what happened?
No, I left a message saying, hey, I want to leave and cancel my membership and stuff like that.
I don't see any of that in the notes, because even if you called in and you didn't get through, it'll usually notate it that you were trying to call about something, but I don't see that. But what I can do is I'll have them check the call history and just see, you know, when that took place, just to see if, you know, there's anything I can do for you there. One thing I do want to share with you, though, if I may, is that it looks like they've been reaching out to you regarding the Google verification, and it says here that they've been sending you a notification, action needed, Gino, start Google video verification.
I can't do that until I get a new email, because they won't accept, Google will not accept the Yahoo email that I have.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean...
I've said that like 5 times to different people. And then that's the reason why I want to buy my domain, so that way I can get into Google workspace.
Mm-hmm.
And I would need my domain in order to do that.
I see. Well, we could do the Google workspace for you too, if you like. Have you ever gotten pricing on it?
No, but I'd rather just do it on my own.
Okay. Yeah, because I think it's just like $99 to set it up, and then like $19 a month for the workspace. So yeah, but let me just see here. I'm sending the verification department a message just because I've never heard of that before, that they won't accept it because it's a Yahoo address. But if it is, I mean, we can set up a Gmail account for you in 5 minutes, you know, and call you with the username and password so that you could use that for the video verification. Just to let you know, what's happening behind the scenes is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have a valid business in the area. So when they ask you to do that video verification, all they do is you go on there, you upload a couple of things to show that you're actually a business in the Pensacola area. Once they see that, they trust you and they publish the listing. So that's the one piece of the puzzle that's kind of been missing on your end, is that, you know, Google has been waiting for, you know, a little bit of documentation to come back just so they can publish you. Now, once that is published, that's where you're going to see an explosion of results, because 9 out of 10 consumers will hire off the first page of Google, right? So if you want to, you know, go over some options to cancel it now, obviously I'm going to respect it and do it for you. But if you'd like to, you know, since you have to pay that anyway, kind of continue for the rest of the month, two things I can do is, number one, the program includes $100 worth of extra Facebook ads. I don't think you need those if your intention is just to get, you know, Google verified. So we could take those off, and that would lower the pass due amount to $149, okay? And then I could also do 30 days on the back end, meaning that we would then collect the $149, push the next billing all the way out until September 14th. And my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to get that video verification done. And like I said, we could even assist you and get a Gmail account set up just so you could use it if that's the case.
Okay. There's a lot of information. Hold on, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So, because, all right, so the main reason why there hasn't been any results is because my Google verification is not complete. But in order for me to have my Google verification complete, it's asking me to have a valid email address that will be compatible with Google, and Yahoo is not, because I've tried it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tried to get a, tried to make a Gmail, like a JunesOnConcrete.
Mm-hmm.
JunesOnConcrete.com account.
Okay.
I can't, because I need the domain. I don't own the domain. You guys own the domain.
I wouldn't worry about the domain right now. If all you need is a Gmail account, we could go on there and create junes.concrete@gmail.com if it's available. If it's not available, then they'll tell us what is available, and we can create a Gmail for you and then send it over to you in an email like, hey, Gino, this is your new Gmail account, the login and the password, and please use this to do the Google video verification, you know?
Yeah, well, I'd rather have, you know, junesconcrete.com for the email, you know, instead of having an actual, instead of just having a Gmail.
Okay. Well, that's to set it up for the workspace, but what I'm saying is right now, if all they're saying they need is you to submit it with a Gmail account because the Yahoo one's not working, just, you know, let's get that ball rolling so it doesn't hold up the process any longer. And then when you get a workspace, we can change it. You know what I mean? We can change it over to the workspace email. But that's just so that you can submit the Google video verification, because it shows here that they had created the Google listing and started the process all the way back on May 15th. On May 17th, you added us as manager, And then that is when they started emailing you about the Google Video Verification and kind of calling you and following up on it. And I don't know if maybe those emails got stuck in your spam folder or you know, what happened. But I see that, you know, we've been sending them to you. And sometimes people see it and they just think, oh, I already added them as a manager. I don't have to do anything, you know. So sometimes people just will automatically think it's not needed. But that's a very important part of the process. And, you know, what I'm thinking is since you've paid, you know, already for a couple of months, you might as well at least finish the process, you know, and at least get your business verified on Google. And if you wanted to do that, we could take the Facebook ads off and do that extra 30 days on the back end just to give you some time to do it.
Yeah, I don't know why I even have the Facebook ads. I just don't need it.
Yeah, you know, Google always allows us, because we're a premier partner, to bundle all of our services with Facebook ads, so we always do that. But they're more beneficial for the first couple of months anyway. So now that you're a couple of months in, I think you'd be fine to take them off, and then that also makes the program more affordable. And then once, you know, that Google listing is optimized... Yeah, but like I said, once your Google listing's verified on the first page, then you're probably going to want to keep that too, because you'll start seeing some really solid results off of that.
What results are we talking about?
So 87% of consumers, when they do a search online, they will hire off the first page of Google. So that's where you're going to see your high revenue return. That's been halted right now because that video verification hasn't been done, right? But once that gets done, and
which is why you don't see my business name on Google.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Yep. So once that's done and then your listing gets verified, that's where you'll see an explosion of results. Because granted, I see, like, since you've been working with us, you have had 285 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads. But the problem with Facebook ads is that, and this kind of goes with any other directory or social media platform if you lump them all together, but if 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google, that only leaves 13%. If you take Facebook and Yelp and Yellow Pages and Yahoo and City Search and kind of lump them all into one bucket, so to speak, combined, they're only getting 13%. So that's why I say I know that, you know, once you get verified on Google, that's where you're going to see the solid revenue return.
Okay. Well, one of the main things is also, like, the website is, I'm going to be honest, it's not great. It has pictures and stuff on there and services that I don't even offer. Pictures of asphalt, which I don't even do asphalt at all. It's just all over the place, and that's why I want the domain so I can fix it myself.
Oh, okay. You can fix it yourself already. On your dashboard, there's a tab that says business info. You can go in there and you can modify the keywords. You can upload different pictures or photos or a logo. And anything that you update through your dashboard, it's automatically sent to our technicians and updated on your site within 1 to 3 business days.
Yeah, I feel like I'm already done it. I'd rather have it on my own and just do it my way.
Yeah, you can. One thing I want to let you know, April's in the verification department, and she just sent me a message that they had sent you a invite to add us as a manager, and they sent it to junes.concrete as yahoo.com, or we were adding you as a manager to the listing, and she said you didn't accept that yet. So I think if you go in there and accept it, then you can go in and do the video verification with the Yahoo email. I think that's what she's saying. Let me see. Oh, If he doesn't have a Gmail account, we can escalate for verification options what does not require him to have access. Example, live video verification. So she can try to see if a live video verification is available in lieu of the video verification. And the only difference is rather than you uploading information from your email, you would just get on like a live call with a Google rep and just show them all the same things on the live call.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if she can resend the mailer to have you add us the...
So can I still buy my domain?
Yep, you can still buy your domain. You want to do that first and then think about the other options kind of after the fact, or?
Yeah, I mean, like, after everything's set up, I mean, what is it that you guys are doing for me once everything, let's just say I get everything verified and I'm paying how much a month? $149. So what is that $149 covering?
So it covers the first page placement on Google, also on Bing, some of the popular directories that we've submitted you to, and the mobile platform, making sure that June's Concrete comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. Because I don't know if you've ever searched for Concrete Contractor for Pensacola, but there's pages and pages and pages. There's at least, well, there's 10 pages plus of results. So that's the thing is, let's say that you get the Google Business Profile verified and then you cancel. Nobody's going to search through, you know, 1,000 links and efforts to try to find you. You know, statistically speaking, 87% of consumers will hire off the first page, but yet less than 1% will click to page 2. So that's the benefit of working with us.
It's basically to get listed on the first page of Google.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's the benefit is that that's where the high revenue is generated, you know, doing that first page optimization. Because you can, you know, ultimately you could create your own.
I just want to get everything fixed first. Cause like I said, the website is not good at all.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if people are going to go click on June's Concrete and they see the website they see, it's just not, it's kind of misleading. I don't offer some of the stuff that's on there. The pictures just really do not do justice of what we offer and what we do.
Yeah.
It's just not pretty at all.
You know, usually when we launch a website, we'll just, you know, put it together, put some keywords in there, do the stock photos, if you will, just to launch it. But we always hope that the business owner will go on and put some actual content. Some people don't want to deal with it. They're like, look, we hired Local Splash, you do it, we don't care, which is fine. But I always tell people, if you have your own content and you have a little bit of time to, you know, upload your own services and whatnot, and it takes 2 seconds to do it on the dashboard, it's almost, you know, just like checking an email. I always say you're always going to get better results when you're proactive with your account, you know. So I can show you how to do all of that, you know, after we do the domain buyout, or if you wanted to, you know, continue with that $149 package and just at least get your Google Business Profile verified. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, well... Number one, I want the domain. I want to buy the domain.
Okay, we can do that.
I don't need the Facebook ads and stuff like that, so we can take that off.
So if I do the past due amount without the ads and the domain, it would just be $248 today. Will that work?
So the domain with the past due amount?
Yeah, so rather than being $249 for the past due amount, which includes $100 worth of Facebook ads, I would take those off, which would lower that section to $149, and then we would add the $99 for the domain buyout. So the domain buyout with the past due amount ends up being a dollar less than just the past due amount with the Facebook ads.
Okay.
So you'd pay $248,
okay,
but you take care of
it. How do I gain access to the domain once I purchase it?
So I would have customer support call you back, and they would help you gain access to it. You'd have to create a name.com account, and they would transfer it over to that account so that you would have full access to the domain.
Okay.
Yeah? You want to do that?
Yeah. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Okay. Let me make sure. Okay. Let's just do the pass through of Mount right now without the domain, and then I'll buy the domain probably like sometime next week or whatever.
That makes sense. Yeah. Later when you actually want to cancel it, because right now I'll just keep it open till September 14th, so we have time to finish that process. So the domain's not going anywhere anyway while you're working with us. You know what I mean? But I can follow up with you in a week or two and make sure that we get that handled too. But for the past due amount, is it going to be on a different card then? Because we have a Visa ending in 4653. Okay, so let me update that 1 second. Okay, go ahead. I'm ready for the new card whenever you are.
4060 4901 1482 8546.
And expiration?
06-2028.
And the code?
923.
And for this card, is it still the Bellevue Pines Road for the billing address?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So let me get the authorization here. And then you will be good to go for now, but I'll follow up with you in a week or two to do the domain buyout. And then I'm just going to ask April one more time if she can resend you that mailer to add to accept the manager invite that we gave you to that page so that we can start that video verification. So after you do that, if she says a Gmail account is needed, I can create one for you and, you know, call you back with the credentials or email it to you. If not, then maybe once you accept that invite, it'll let you in with the Yahoo. But let me just see here.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll just look at that date that it says here. They sent you 40 emails since you've been working with us. I'm trying to find the actual one that says here.
Yeah, that's a ton of emails happening. That's why I want to get, it's hard for me to go through like those kind of emails.
I agree.
I get the domain, get the workspace set up, and have, you know, just a Jennings Concrete info page or email, and then also my personal web address.
Yeah, you can set up the workspace yourself once you get the domain. That's no problem. Do me a favor, though. If you have a second, I want to show you how to make a couple of updates to the site. If you go to my.localsplash.com, I'm sure you've been on your dashboard before.
I believe so. I'm driving right now, so I won't be able to do it.
Oh, you can't do it? Okay. I'll send the login credentials to you again, but question. The password is blank, which means at some point you reset it. So if you think you know what you reset it to, you can just try to log in with that. If you're pretty sure that you might have forgotten it, then I can reset the password to another temporary one that would allow you in. And then once you get in, you can change it back to whatever you want.
Okay.
I'm just asking her if you need the Gmail account, and if not, I think all you have to worry about now for your plan of action is, but you wanted me to do the temporary password, right?
Yeah, just go ahead and do it.
Okay, I'll do the temporary password, auto-generate password. So that's been done. And then I'll send you a fresh login to the dashboard. And since you're driving, if you know, let's say you do this after hours because we're only here until 4 o'clock Pacific, you can also, once you log in, just look at the tabs at the top. It'll say Home, Leads, Google Insights, but the very last tab says Business Info. That's the one that you would click on to make edits to your site. So if you just remember that Business Info tab, I think you'll be able to find it, no problem. That's what I was going to show you right now, but you're driving, so I think you can probably just find it later when you go on. If not, you know, just call us and we'll walk you through it again.
Okay.
Okay, and then keep an eye on your email. If a Gmail is needed, I will create one for you and we'll update it to that so that you can get the video verification done. And then if she escalates it for the live video, then it won't matter, but we'll try to do it with you know, the way that Google's requesting it for now, just so that we get it done quickly, you know?
Okay.
Makes sense. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for updating that, Gino, and have a really great rest of your week too.
All right.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.